Welcome to tonight's Saturday Night Special, episode 53.
I'm Bob Lodick from Seed Time, and I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to grow your money like a seed is key to learning God's way of handling money. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
And now it's a lot easier for me to hold a judgment-free zone and look at other folks and recognize the fact that they're doing the best they can in the world. And even if they're doing something that I don't agree with, that I don't like, it's usually not because of a malicious thought.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In tonight's Saturday Night Special, I talk about one of the favorite expressions that the coach training group I'm part of uses and says all the time. I talk about why this phrase is one that all of my clients hear and know that I use and start to use themselves. And I talk about how this phrase has changed my own view of many things. You know, one area that a lot of folks need some help with is around the area of productivity. Getting not just more things done, but actually getting the right things done can be really, really tough. I've got a course called Productivity for Your Passion that's designed to help you do this and then to hold you accountable and walk with you so that you can tailor productivity not just to be getting more done, but actually getting the right things done. What's more, we take the approach of looking at your personality and how you actually look at things in the world and tailor the productivity system to your personality. Because the truth is, a lot of the systems that are out there are written really well for somebody with a particular personality type. But if you have a different approach to things, they just don't work. But there's tools and techniques and approaches that you can take that will work for anyone. And we help you do that in Productivity for Your Passion. Check it out over at inspiredstewardship.com/launch. All week this week, we've been talking about process. The idea that it's more key to focus on the overall process than it is sometimes all of the details. I mean, it's not that optimizing things and focusing on the little details isn't important. It's not really a dichotomy at all. But all too often, we get hung up in the details and don't pay attention to the process. Now, the coaching group I'm part of, one of the expressions, we have a few of them that we all use pretty often. And one of those is it's a process, not an event. I'll talk about another one coming up next week. But it's a process, not an event, to me, has really been an important mindset, an important filter that I've developed as a coach. Because all too often, I get questions from folks about, should I do this or should I do that with my finances? You know, should I transfer the balance of my credit card to something with 0% interest so that I can save on interest while I'm paying it off? And the answer to that is, it doesn't hurt to do it. But all too often, when we do that, we feel like we've done something big. We've made huge improvements. And the truth is, unless you're paying down the balance, in the end of the day, it doesn't really matter to move it around. It doesn't make a huge difference. It doesn't move the needle, so to speak. It doesn't change things in the details. You know, the truth is, it comes with our time, too. We focus on every little moment of the day and how we can optimize each and every moment, and then things don't go exactly the way we want them to, and it derails our entire experience. It breaks down the whole day. but it's a process, not an event, allows us to step back and recognize that the big picture, the steps that we take, making sure that each day is a little better than the day before, is really more what we're trying to do than optimize and make huge changes in one fell swoop. Here's what's interesting. After I've been working with clients for a while, most of them adopt this phrase themselves. They begin to finish my sentences. If I say it's a process, they say not an event, because they recognize that this philosophy, this idea, begins to make huge changes in how we do things. It allows us to not focus on being perfect. It allows us to focus on just gradual, steady improvement. It allows us to step back and not just get mired down in the little details, but focus on the larger picture. And they'll begin to adopt that thinking and that philosophy themselves because they see the improvement that this view brings. This idea has really revolutionized a lot of things for me, because I'm actually a perfectionist. I'm someone who has a huge demand on myself. I'm very unforgiving of any mistake or failure. And being able to step back and remember this phrase helps me not do that. It helps me begin to recognize that, you know, I don't have to be perfect. I don't even have to be great. I simply have to be getting better. If I'm making little tiny improvements, then over time, those begin to add up. It's changed the way I view relationships, because I also used to be very demanding that others achieve perfection. And now it's a lot easier for me to hold a judgment-free zone and look at other folks and recognize the fact that they're doing the best they can in the world. And even if they're doing something that I don't agree with, that I don't like, it's usually not because of a malicious thought. It's they're doing the best they can. Their intentions are probably good. Now, sure, there's exceptions to that. There are people that set out to do harm to others. But what I've discovered is they're a lot rarer than we seem to think. We often ascribe actions to others that are simply not true. And so it allows me to hold that judgment-free zone for myself and for my clients and my friends, my family, even total strangers. It's reset my view of the universe in a very healthy way. This isn't the same as saying there is no truth. This is not the same as saying there is no good. This is not saying that there is no injustice. But by focusing on the process, it lets me step back. And when I see an injustice, it lets me have the bravery to fight it, because I recognize the fact that that too is a process, not an event. It's not about one moment. It's about the collection of all of the moments around us. And by remaining silent, I'm allowing a process to keep injustice instead of allowing to fight it. So no matter what it is, this view lets me take a more healthy viewpoint. So think about your own life. How can you apply it's a process, not an event, to improve what you do, to make your life better, to make your mindset better, and to make you able to achieve more today than yesterday? Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.